Well, he has been one busy guy.
Man, has he ever.
He's done a fabulous job, by the way.
Yeah, he has.
And he's been talking to more than us. So he's been talking to other radio and television folks, and we appreciate it. From the Mankato Free Press, Chad Currier. Here, Chad, here, I thought you were almost a regular. We're changing the name to Sports Talk with Craig, Chris, and Chad.
I had my phone with me yesterday. I certainly was waiting for your call. But, you know, as much stuff as we produce here, I think I could start my own radio talk show.
Well, you've been great with us, and we really appreciate it. A completely different, I call it a kumbaya day for Minnesota State football. Your thoughts on the news conference, how the tone was much different today than yesterday?
Well, certainly they said all the right things. There were no surprises. One of the player representatives came out and said their actions were a little bit misinterpreted. And you know, I think these are emotional kids that just kind of overreacted yesterday. And I really believe that until Tuesday afternoon, nobody in the athletic program thought Todd would be coming back here, or nobody in the football program, excuse me, thought he would be coming back here. So they were a little bit caught off guard, and then just because of the schedule and the hectic part of the day, Todd was unable to meet with the players before practice. So I think they got a little nervous that way. And I think their overriding concern is that with Todd coming back, that Aaron Keene would be gone. So apparently there was a two-hour meeting today between players and Keene and Hoffner and some other athletic administration officials. They kind of worked a lot of that out, and I think the players were just wanted to be heard. They've not really been allowed to talk about this for the last 20 months, and I think they just felt they had to do something drastic. And like I said, it was probably a little bit overreaction, but these are kids, you know. And I think now it's up to the adults to make this whole thing work out.
What is the reaction and the feel of people in Mankato after what the players did yesterday? Is it just kind of okay? Their kids, we're going to chalk it up to them just wanting to vent and get it off their chest? Or is there some animosity and maybe some ill feeling towards people, towards these kids, because maybe they felt like they were trying to undermine what was going on?
I think there was more negative reaction to what the kids did than positive from the people I talk with. And again, you know, whenever somebody said that to me, I said, you know what, they're kids. You know, some of these kids are 20 years old, and if I remember back when I was 20 years old, I made some pretty poor life decisions. Luckily, I survived most of them. But they're kids, and I just think you got to kind of, I mean, you don't ignore what they say, but you just kind of realize who it's coming from. In no way were they going to be able to dictate who the coach was going to be here. You know, I mean, that's the employees don't get to choose the boss, and I think they just wanted everything to slow down a little bit. They wanted to make sure that Aaron wasn't getting forced out. Some of them, like I said the other day, some of these people have never met Todd. I mean, they weren't recruited by him. They had no idea who he was. So just a lot of uncertainty yesterday. I think the players met this morning, and I think they got a lot of that stuff worked out. And now I think what you'll see is just a return to normal, whatever normal can be in this situation for at least the next 2 weeks to the end of spring practice.
Looking back in hindsight, would the university have been better off making the announcement on Tuesday that Hoffner was coming back and not rushing him back onto the practice field yesterday, maybe letting it sit a couple days or maybe even next Monday, or could they not afford to do that based on the timing?
Well, it was all Todd. It was Todd's call. And I talked to Todd today, and he said his regret is that he didn't make time to get into the locker room before practice, because I think this could have, a lot of this could have been avoided with maybe a little half-hour meeting before they went on the practice field. And Todd said that today. And,
yep.
You know, and just, you know, that's not a side of Todd I saw back here 2 years ago, that I'm wrong part. So that was good to see him realize that maybe he's made a couple mistakes along the way as well and take part of this as on himself. So I think, it was kind of a mess yesterday, but I think it probably will now make the transition a little bit easier from today forward.
Totally agree. Yeah, they probably should have canceled practice yesterday and had everybody meet to talk about it. Of course, hindsight is always 2020 yep, on things like that. Do you think there could be an exodus of players who will say, Hoffner's the coach, I'm leaving, I'm getting out of here?
Anything's possible. I mean, I've not talked to a lot of players. The few players I have talked to are older players, so it doesn't make any sense for them to leave.
Yep.
Because if you're going to transfer, you know, you either got to transfer down a level to remain eligible next year or transfer to an NAIA school. So you're not going to have the same football opportunity if you transfer within the conference. You got to sit out a year. You know, if you transfer up to a Division I, you have to sit out a year. So I think the older players are, and those are the people who know Hoffner, are probably going to stay. I mean, there's a little bit of an emotional reaction anytime people get new bosses. You say, you know, I'm not going to work for that person, and mm-hmm. I'm leaving. But then the reality sets in that what are you going to do? I mean, you're getting, you know, partial part of your academic load paid for here. You know, it's probably not a bad idea just to buck up and stay. So I wouldn't expect too many of the prominent players. Now, some of the younger players who don't know Todd have maybe heard some stories about that he's not as likable as Laird, and maybe they're going to get freaked out by that, and maybe they'll bolt. But, you know, something like that's too early to tell. I saw one Twitter feed from a recruit in Eden Prairie who said, you know, it's all good, and there's a kid in Mankato here I've not been able to contact. I would expect, you know, he chose Mankato in part to play at home, so
sure.
I would suspect he'll stay. And I think once the emotion of all this kind of blows over, I'd really be surprised if a sizable chunk of players leave.
Do you still expect there would be some sort of movement behind the scenes, maybe litigation, or do we get the sense right now that everything is okay and everybody's content and we'll let this thing settle?
Well, certainly Todd's not talking about that. Todd's talking, you know, about reconciling with the team and working his way back in and observing and learning. And another thing I'd never heard him say before is that he was trying to observe what had happened and maybe work that into his philosophy, whereas in the past it was more, this is the way we want to do things. So that's probably a positive change. I don't think we'll hear anything about the legal side from Todd. I think someday we'll get an email from the law firm that says we have a case going forward on this date and here's what we're asking. And, you know, I think that's in the future somewhere. I can't imagine, given the financial difficulty that some of the legal process has taken on Todd, that he's not going to try to recoup some of that in the future. But
sure,
as
sure.
of now, he's trying to be the good soldier and just kind of stay quiet and just try to work himself back in.
Hey, I got two real quick questions here. He talked about today in his statement, Todd Hoffner said there's been a clear shift in the culture at MSU football. What did he mean by that?
Well, that's part of what I was talking about before, and that the personalities of the coaches, it's become, with Coach Keene, you know, a player's coach, it's become more fun. It's there's more smiles in the games, more smiles at practice. And under Coach Hoffner, he's a little bit more of a dictator-type coach, and my guess is, you know, it wasn't quite as much fun each day of practice.
More so, business-like, probably, huh?
Yeah, more business-like. Probably not be the right, because under Keene, certainly they accomplished their business.
Oh, sure.
And just more, I just think more smiles and more fun and more the players maybe having a say in what gets done, and, you know, more player involvement in meetings. I don't know. I just think it's become a lot more loose around the football offices in the last 2 years.
Okay.
And I think maybe that's part of it.
Hey, Chad, MankatoFreePress.com. What are you working on for tomorrow for folks to read you online?
All right. My story, we have another guy taking care of the players' angle of this and how they now say they'll play for Todd. My story is, can Todd and Aaron coexist here? They've done it before, but clearly over the last 20 months, their relationship is not what it was 2 years ago. So now... are they going to be able to work together, or are we going to see that team split up?
Chad, you've been great, man. You've done a fabulous job, you and the rest of the folks at the Free Press. As always, you guys are great pros. You've covered this story beautifully, and we appreciate the time you gave us. Can't wait to talk to you about when MSU is taking on Augie and Sioux Falls, huh?
Boy, doesn't that seem like fun?
It's not
about actual football.
Not that far away either, Chad.
You're right.
Hey, appreciate the time, man. Take care.
All right.
There he goes. Chad Currier with the Mankato Free Press. Yeah, we can't wait to talk to Chad about when doing actual football.
Can we get him on the week that Mankato plays Minot?